News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two Denver area paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 killing of Elijah McClain. They injected the 23-year-old black man with an overdose of the sedative ketamine after police put him in a neck hold, the jury finding them guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Mike Kempen reports the Supreme Court has said no to a quick ruling on former President Trump.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Kempen, Washington.
The liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court has overturned Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordered new district boundary lines be drawn. Economic news, the Fed's favored inflation gauge fell last month.
Last week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted inflation has been falling toward the central bank's 2% goal.
But we will need to see further evidence.
And more came today. Consumer prices slid 0.1% from October to November and were up 2.6% from November a year ago. That's the biggest month-over-month drop since April 2020. The inflation gauge called the PCE Price Index showed year-over-year inflation peaking at 7.1%. A year and a half ago. The numbers show somewhat more progress against inflation than economists expected and appear to be setting the stage for the Fed to cut rates next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An eighth straight winning week for stocks. The Dow edged lower Friday, but for the week it was up 0.2%. The S&P 0.8 and the NASDAQ 1.2%. This is AP News. Not done Christmas shopping? Well, you have got the weekend, but be careful about leaving it until Sunday, Christmas Eve. Donna Warder has some useful information.
A lot of stores are closing much earlier on Christmas Eve, so you'd better get a move on it. Walmart will close at 6 p.m. Most Target stores will open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve, but you should double-check local hours. IKEA stores are open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Macy's stores are open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., but times may vary based on location. If you're waiting to shop for groceries for the big Christmas meal, Sam's Club stores are open until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Trader Joe's closes at 5 p.m. Whole Foods stores will be open, but the hours will vary depending on the location. And Publix closes at 7 p.m., but some locations may vary. I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.